Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who is the way. Amen. A common question asked in any of the Kui cars is this: do you know where you are going? It's never a question that you ever want to ask someone when riding in a car. When you ask that question, it means that your confidence in the other person's sense of direction is beginning to erode and to disappear. It's never a question that you want to hear as a driver as well. When someone asks that, it means that they are beginning to doubt your ability to get them there on time or at the right place. It's also a question that might bring up this fact: you might be lost and maybe you should look at a map. Knowing where you are going is an important thing. It shows preparation, a plan, a purpose, and an intended ending place. Do you know where you are going? This is a question asked in our gospel text this morning, and it's a question worth exploring. A good question to start with is this: where is Jesus going? Jesus is going to the Father. He is going back to heaven. The setting for our text is Maundy Thursday, the night before Jesus goes to the cross. He has been telling his disciples about this for a long time now. He has told them numerous times that he is going to be betrayed, that he is going to suffer, that he is going to die, but yet he is also going to rise again. But tonight, it's all very different. Tonight is the night when it all becomes real. Just previously, he tells the disciples that one of the twelve, is going to betray him. He also tells them that Peter, the head and representative of all disciples, is going to deny him, not once, not twice, but three times. And then he has a bone-chillingly message for the rest. He says, "You all are going to leave me." How would you feel hearing that as a disciple? What would be your feelings or emotions hearing that a loved one close to you is going to suffer horribly and then die? How would you feel knowing that you are going to leave that person in their greatest hour of need? Would you feel sad, shocked, stressed, scared, or surprised? Would it be a combination of all of those things, or maybe just some of those things? Well, the disciples must have been feeling some of those things because Jesus begins to comfort them with his words. He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Despite what the disciples are going to witness and endure over the next few days, he calls the disciples to believe in God and also in him. He equates himself with God. He says, "You can believe in me and count on me. You can trust me." He encourages them to go to God for comfort and help and hope over these next few days. He wants them to focus on God and to keep their gaze on him. This is also a word of comfort for our own lives. When we face troubles or anxieties, we too are to not let our hearts be troubled or let our stomachs be strangled with stress. We too are pointed to the one who helps us and forgives us in time of need. Although he's going to leave the disciples, he comforts them and us with this lovely thought as he continues his way back to the Father. He describes the place to where he is going. He says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be." In the midst of troubles, he points us and the disciples to the long term. He points us to eternity. He describes heaven as a house and calls it our Father. As a house denotes a permanent residence. It's not like staying in a hotel room or in a tent, which are only temporary arrangements. Rather, home is something that is permanent and something that endures. And the idea of a house also brings to mind the feelings and thoughts that come associated with a home. Things like good times, good memories, family, friends, food, security, peace, and happiness. And since this is our Father's house, we have, as his children, have a place there. Jesus is going there to prepare a place for you and me. And he will come back and he will take us to be with him. We have his word and we have his promise. It's like a toddler being dropped off at daycare. The child has the parents' word that they will return once they finish work and do their errands. The child waits all day for this event. But since they cannot tell time, they have no idea when the parent will return. And besides, doesn't time seem to go slower when you are a little one? It only seems to go faster as you get older. Their waiting seems like an eternity to them. They might get bored, frustrated, hurt, or sad as they wait for that parent to return. But they will return. It's similar to us. We are like a child waiting for their parents and holding on to the promise that they will return. Jesus will come back to take us, whether that's at his second coming or when he comes to take us home to be with him when we die. We have his word, we have his promise that he will return to get us. And he ends with this comfort by saying, "And you know the way to where I am going." But do we really? Do we really? Thank God for Thomas, because he asked the question that's on everyone's mind. He's like that person in the staff meeting that asked the obvious question that everyone wants to know but might be too afraid to ask, or they don't want to look silly. He says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And so Jesus answers him with great clarity. He says, "To get to the Father, you go through him." Our Lord says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We go to the Father and to heaven through Jesus. Why is that? It's because our sin separates us from him. It only misleads and blinds us. It's worse than a faulty GPS or an outdated map or a lame Google Maps app. Sin only leads us away from God. It only leads us to death and destruction and to the devil. It will lead us never to the right destination. It will never lead us to God, but only farther and farther away. But for us to go to the Father, Jesus had to make a stop on his way back to him. His way to the Father led him to a place outside of Jerusalem. It led him to a bare, dusty, and rocky hill. It led him to a place that reeked of soldiers, sweat, blood, suffering, and death. It led him to a place called Golgotha, where there he bore the wrath of God and the sin of humanity. But his path and journey didn't end there, though. It continued on in a beautiful garden and in an empty tomb that proclaims Christ is risen. And he is risen indeed, hasn't he? Jesus is going to a different home, to heaven. The grave was not going to be his, and it won't be our home either. Because of Jesus, we can go to the Father. Our sin has been satisfied, our failings forgiven, death destroyed, the devil has been defeated. And now, the question of the hour: where are you going? By faith and through Jesus, we're going to the Father. We're going to heaven. We're going home. We know the way. Jesus is the way. Imagine this scenario. A visitor comes up to you and asks you, "I'm new here. Can you help me get to Mall of America? I'd like to go here after the service." And so you say, "All right." So what you do is you make a right out of the parking lot, make another right, then another right, and make a left at the light. Take that road for a while and you go through 5 lights. And then on the 6th one, make a left, then another right, merge onto the highway, and then when it curves, get off and then follow the signs until you're there. It's pretty easy. Chances are, if you give someone directions like that who's new to the area, they'll get lost along the way. But suppose you say something like this: "You know what? I have all the time in the world today. Come with me, I'll take you there." In that case, you are the way, and they cannot miss the destination. Jesus is the way. He's not a set of directions, but the way is a person. It's him. He's the one who gets us to the Father. Because of him, we can stand before him, forgiven and righteous. And more than that, he knows the way. He takes us by the hand and leads us. He walks with us. He strengthens, guides, and comforts us with his word and with his sacraments. By the Holy Spirit, he preserves us. and helps us get home to the Father. So where are you going? You're going to the Father. You're going to heaven. You're going home. Do you know where you're going? We might not always be able to answer that question or even enjoy asking it, but with Jesus, we will always know the final destination. We're going home. We're going to the Father. In His name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who is the way. Amen.